Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And make sure you stop over at our world-famous blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, today I got an interesting subject to talk about. A buddy of mine, another coaching friend of mine, and I were consulting the other day, and we're talking about free will. And do we really have free will? And I guess it depends on a definition of free will. So let's start with that. One definition on dictionary.com is the apparent human ability to make choices that are not externally determined. Okay, that sounds great. Then there's the cultural dictionary that says the ability to choose, think, and act voluntary. That presents a different situation. And the definition continues. It says that for many philosophers, to believe in free will is to believe that human beings can be the authors of their own actions and reject the idea that human actions are determined by external conditions or fate. This last definition is very intriguing to me because there's some key aspects on there, right? The ability to choose, think. So this cultural definition looks at free will as also being able to think, but then also act. The human actions are not determined by external conditions or fate, that humans can control their own actions. So let's take a look, because if you followed my coaching, it goes back to thoughts produce feelings, which produce actions, which produce results. So the action humans take underneath, quote, free will, ultimately always comes back to thoughts. And so back to the cultural dictionary definition, the ability to choose, think, and act voluntarily. Well, this is a very intriguing subject if this is what we consider free will. And yes, this may be semantics about talking about free will. And the point of this podcast is not to define free will in one shape or another, but to create a internal communication with yourself, a pondering, a contemplation about how much free will do we actually exercise every day. Joe Dispenza talks about this extensively in Evolve Your Brain, either the book or the DVD, where when we wake up, we ultimately have millions of choices to make. Maybe not millions, but thousands of choices to make in a day. Yet, we keep doing the same thoughts and the same ideas and the same actions over and over again. And then in some insane way, we expect different results. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about that we really have to start thinking outside of our normal constraints. And that will produce different actions, which will produce different results. And it makes sense, and it sounds very interesting and very easy to do at one level. Well, Eldon Taylor, author of the book Mind Programming, goes into the book is divided into two sections. One, the first half talks about how mind programming works, how the media, subliminal communications, and all sorts of great stuff. And he releases some interesting data on the effects of advertising, the effects of schools and stuff on us. And then the second half of the book goes in to say, okay, if this stuff works, let's go ahead and use it for our own benefit. So the book is great. It's, again, Mind Programming by Eldon Taylor. But he goes to the extent of, he uses the word programming, some people would use it educating, but if you look at from when we're born, we are basically instructed, although we're being taken care of, but we're instructed as to what to eat, what to drink, what to do. And then we get to school and we're instructed on books that have been written with a biased slant to them. It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that all history books are not accurate. Math books, you can't have a slant on it. It's either 2 + 2 = 4 or it doesn't. So there's not much there. But when you start to get into the social sciences and other aspects, the author has their own slant on it. So the schools use these books, teach us and teach our children about what to think about a certain situation. And then we have our parents that have been programmed and they're passing their programs on to us. And we have religion, and we all know that the different religions have their beliefs, which are thoughts, and program us. And then the media, which is really interesting. I think we all know that the media has some ulterior motives besides just trying to keep us healthy or not healthy. But the way they go about it, Eldon Taylor talks about it so specifically in his book on how we are being programmed. And so when we look at making a choice of doing something, let's say buying a product at the grocery store, yes, we are limited by the choices we have in that grocery store, but we are not limited to the grocery stores we go to. But depending on how much information we've been exposed to, the choice in that store is going to be very limited because we only have a certain amount. So if we go for soup, you know, we might always get Campbell's or whatever because we see the advertisement. The point is that if I'm bringing this to a level of food for right now, and it goes much deeper than food. It's just easier to understand with food or personal items, toothpaste, and that kind of stuff. Where we go, we think we have free choice, but we always get the same stuff. Although we do at that moment of making a decision, we can decide on anything we want, but we always do the same thing. And yes, with toothpaste and soup, it may not be that big of a difference. But when it comes to our actions, if we keep these programs running, one program leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, and pretty soon our free will is only limited to a small group of selections that we've been told what we should buy or what we shouldn't buy or what we should think or what we shouldn't think. So is this really free will when we only have a small limited of variations to choose from? Because I go back to that cultural definition, the ability to choose, think, and act voluntarily. Well, if we only have 4 choices to select or think about, is that really the ability to think voluntarily? Well, you can think voluntarily, but only think of these 4 things. So you can think voluntarily, but you can only think of getting fat, getting disease, or whatever that may be. So I hope this is making sense, because it's when you grasp the idea of we have information in our brain that we have been told about since the beginning of when we were born. And we've been making decisions based on that information and only that information throughout our whole lives. Are we really exercising free will, or are we exercising just a program? Are we executing a program like in a computer? You start up a program, the program is told what to do and it does it. It can run rogue and have viruses and go all over the place, but it generally stays in the confines of what the program is supposed to do. And isn't that what we're doing? And that's where, you know, my sign-off is about programming your mind. And when we know that we are being programmed or have been programmed, we then can start to take purposeful action like Joe Dispenza talks about and want to think different thoughts. So if we are sick and tired of being sick and tired, we can consciously start thinking thoughts of health. And yes, because we are running a program, we're going to have to run a different program and override that one. And that's where NLP techniques come in, and hypnosis and time empowerment. But the actual how to do it for this podcast isn't so much important as to what you want to do. And that is reprogramming your mind. And when you are running these programs over and over again and you're getting these results that you don't like, it could be relationships keep falling apart. It could be that your health, oh, I'm the type of person who always gets sick twice a year, whatever that may be, or your finances are struggling. You're creating those results based on preset programs developed over the period of your life, from school, from parents, from religion, from peers, from friends, from the media, and you're just executing those programs. So getting back to my TFAR model, thoughts equals feelings equals actions equals results, you have to want to consciously think different thoughts first to produce the results. That purposeful thinking different thoughts is the free will that I believe that the philosophers and others are talking about. When we only have a limited amount of choices to make, and we have to make a choice of 1, 2, 3, or 4, that's not really free will. That's just free will of those choices. But to have free will is to say, I'm going to stop thinking these thoughts that I'm thinking, and I'm going to think brand new thoughts. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to find a way to think thoughts of health. I'm going to think thoughts of wealth. I'm going to think thoughts of great relationships. I'm going to think thoughts of, and unplug, if you will, from the other programming that is constantly bombarding us through commercials, through TV programs, through movies. And I'm not saying to completely avoid those, but if you look at your life, all of it with a microscope, are you really satisfied with every single bit of it? Well, if you're not, then you're running a faulty program. And the key there is then to say, I don't want these results anymore. What I want is this. And define exactly what you want so you know what your outcome is going to be, and then go back and start to program your mind accordingly to what those results are. That's the free will, is saying, as opposed to I only have these limited decisions, so I guess I'm stuck with this, and that's all I can do. And again, this may be semantics about the decisions between free will and free choice and all that, but I think that term free will could be a lightning rod for discussions. And I hope that after you listen to this podcast, you think about how much free will do you usually exercise in every given day? Or are you doing the same things within a varying degree? Oh yeah, I might not stop at this Starbucks, I might go to Pete's, but I might do this. Or do I think that the economy is really bad all the time? So take a look at what those behaviors that you're doing, those actions that you're taking, the thoughts that you're thinking, and are they just on automatic programming? And if they are, which I presume they are because I have them and I have to stop myself, then what other things would you like to do? Even just do something simple, drive a new way to work on Monday. Drive a different way, a completely different way. Get out of the norm, and you'll be exposed to different opportunities, different friends, different experiences. Then you'll start to have a free will when you say, I'm not going to go this way, I'm going to go this way instead. And this can be with life as well. And so to bring this back, you know, kind of into a condensed summary, we have the ability to exercise free will, but because of the programs that are running in us, we have decided to relinquish that power to the programs of our educators, of our parents, of our religious leaders, of the media, of our peers, and of our friends. And we only make multiple choice selections. What I'm asking is to stop making those multiple choice selections and change that thought completely and start to exercise your free will and do new thoughts, which will lead to brand new feelings, which will lead to brand new actions, which will lead to complete different results. And again, the two gentlemen I cited on this were Joe Dispenza from Evolve Your Brain and Eldon Taylor from Mind Programming. I'll put a summation of this podcast up on the blog with some links to the books if you like. So I hope you found that interesting. Start a dialogue with some friends about it, saying, hey, you know, how much free will do you think you have? Well, I can do anything I want. Well, do you? And then they'll go, well, no, because I have this, this, this. So is that really free will when you don't do what you can? Anyway, just some food for thought and to finish off the weekend. And on the topic of programming, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.